Too wet to go inside, just get up on the kitchen counter and do a little dance, listening to Rosie on the House.
Hey, I had an idea for Miss Kim.
Yes?
You know, we thought there was nobody with damage, but apparently there are quite a few families out there who've had taken on. That's a lot of water, 3 inches. And if you have
a
compromised roof, this is going to be the time you find it. So if you need some cleanup, there's ServPro of Gilbert. They do a great job getting you back to normal. The number is 480-558-7620. You can find them on our website, of course. But they do a wonderful job.
And restoration. Mm-hmm. ServPro is a franchise company that somebody caps. So make sure you're using ServPro of Gilbert.
That's right.
Make sure it says that.
They are the Rosa Certified and Water Restoration Specialist. Here at Rosie on the House, full bank of callers. Romy, take us away, buddy. Where are we going next?
Rose, let me introduce you to Rosie.
Hi, Rosie. We're one Rosie to the other. I hope you can help me, my dear.
Okay.
Last year, about a year and a half ago, I had a fella come out, and I was going to have my pool replastered, and he said, "Have you ever heard about having it painted?" And I said, "No." He said, "I do a really good job." Well, he did a good job, but didn't finish it, and the steps did not work out the way he had wanted them to. And he said, "I will come back next year when the weather's better, and I'll finish it up for you." In the meantime, he's gone out of business.
No.
Not only the company that he worked for, but also I cannot reach him. And so I've been in a mess this whole summer. And in the meantime, my husband passed away, so I'm trying to do things the right way instead of, you know, half done. And so I called to see, and I heard while I was on hold, you recommended, is it Pastorina Pools or
Post-Arena Pools.
Post-Arena Pools. Maybe I should call them.
Well, let me ask you a couple more questions about the contractor that did the job. Are we confident that at the time he did the job, he was a fully licensed, bonded, and insured contractor?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, I have all of his paperwork, and I called the Better Business Bureau after this happened. But he was so great. He just did so many, you know, little things that he didn't have to do, and he was here many, many, many times. And
you know, this downturn did take a lot of good companies out.
Yeah,
it really did.
Yeah, but that's what I figured.
But the fact that he was licensed, bonded, and insured, we may have a small area opportunity of recovery, Rose, in what we call the recovery fund at the Arizona Registrar of Contractors.
I called them.
Okay, what was their analysis?
And they said that they found out that he was licensed, but that he was not active licensed or something like that. And they gave me a form to fill out and everything, and they said, "I don't think this will do any good, but we'll send it to you." And to be honest with you, I never did complete it.
Oh, darn it. So apparently he had let his license lapse or had put it into what we call semi-retirement, and wasn't being active in the recovery fund. That's unfortunate.
I know it, because I did call them thinking that I would have some recourse on, because of, I did pay him and everything to complete it, and he said, "Well, I'll just come back." I didn't leave the pool empty long enough, and that's what the steps were, they're bubbly like.
Well, at this point, I would have you contact our two certified pool remodelers and custom pool builders, Post-Arena Pools and Desert Sun Pools.
Okay.
They're both, one's out in the Scottsdale Air Park region, one's over there in the, Desert Ridge area there at Tatum or Cave Creek in the 101. Visit with each one of them, get them both out to the house, visit with them, see what your options are and how they might be able to take care of you. A great lesson to be learned by all of those of you that are currently listening, prior to signing a contract with any contractor, not only make sure they're licensed, bonded, and insured, but go to the website for the Registrar of Contractors and verify the license is current. Licensed, bonded, and insured gets you no additional protection if, in fact, they have allowed their license to lapse or verify that whether or not it's been suspended. While you're on that website, I also want you to take a look at who is the qualifying party for that license and make sure that person is available at the office phone number. May not be the person you talk to. They could have design consultants and sales consultants that are actually making the sales calls. But you want to make sure that qualifying party is aware of who from the company you're talking to. During this downturn, there were a bunch of nefarious contractors out there that were actually just going to the website, stealing license numbers and saying, yeah, I'm licensed, bonded, and insured. Here's my license. And they had nothing to do with that license, but it gave the artificial sense that you were protected and you weren't. So licensed, bonded, insured, make sure the license is current at the Register of Contractors, or quite selfishly, I can tell you, if you would just shop for all of your contractors statewide at rosieonthehouse.com, you'd be safe from these kinds of hazards.
It's Saturday morning, Rosie on the House. We appreciate you joining us here. 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you is the call-in number, as we've got every line full. A lot of water and wet issues, as you can imagine, on this beautiful Arizona soggy Saturday morning. We'll get to those calls and more right here at Rosie on the House. Stay with us.
Sign up for the Rosie on the House weekly newsletter. It's filled with timely gardening and home improvement advice, as well as special offers and discounts you can't find anywhere else. That's rosieonthehouse.com.